3-1 Nation, what's happening, y'all? Eddie Greer, a.k.a. EG3, for another edition of the 3-1 NASCAR podcast with EG3, folks. Hell yes! Woo! Coming to you on this Monday evening, folks. I'm literally recording this just after dinner. Yes, it is 24 hours since the checkered flag waved on the class, the first race of 2023 in our first reaction edition here on this podcast. I told you, reaction right now on the clash. I didn't have time to do it last night. Got home a little late, and I did get home to see the last few laps. I think it was the last 25 laps of the clash. I kept checking in every now and then to see what's going on on the old phone, on Twitterverse, NASCAR Twitterverse there as well. Wow, I cannot believe it. Martin Truex Jr. gets it done, closes the deal, seals the deal, grabs his first checkered flag in over a year, folks. And I couldn't believe it. What a 180 from last year. No speed, nothing whatsoever, dead last, or close to it anyways. No speed, not even close. I think it was like a lap or two down or something like that last year at this moment in time. And did a complete 180 this year. James Small and company got it done. Kudos all the way around. This is a statement win. I know it probably doesn't count. Or if it does, I mean the charts show that it does, but I'm not 100% sure. But either way, though, huge statement made by MTJ. Obviously, a week prior to the checkered flag, the news, I recorded a previous episode about this now. Not now, but a couple weeks ago. What happened? Not going down again. Not touching that subject there. So it's been a crazy world. I wouldn't say crazy in Martin's world, but you know, a whirlwind of emotions. Obviously, the last several years and that whole whole ordeal. Now you go on a track and all pissed off. And Martin Truex Jr. said it in a post interview somewhere. And he said pretty much in Martin's fashion, mad was the word there as well. And James Small also made James Small sarcastic comments as well. I won't read the entire thing, but if you saw it, you know what you mean. But a big statement last night. Martin Truex Jr. grabbing the first checkered flag of 23, grabbing the clash in what was a absolute awesome car all the way around. Oh, by the way, Eddie Greer, a.k.a. EG3, for the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. All things NASCAR, Craftsman Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and, of course, the Cup Series. All things NASCAR related. And then, of course, and then little stuff here and there, of course, on the podcast as well. Recording this after dinner on this Monday. This will go up immediately later on this evening for you guys. So definitely I have that ready for you on a silver platter. See, I don't know how these things are going to go. This reaction podcast is going to go. They could go 15. They could go in a half hour. They could go 45. Or they can go an hour. So I have no set time limit with this thing as well. But I'm so happy. Sunday, yesterday, all across the board was awesome. And it just wrapped up with seeing Martin finish the deal. And I thought classic Martin's out front. Something's going to happen here. He's going to lose the lead to something silly, something stupid. But he held on. That thing was on rails. I had to double check Truex Nation. For those who've been following me for the last couple years, first and foremost, yes, I'm a podcaster. But also, when it comes to NASCAR, MTJ fan number one, Bubba Wallace number two. I'll touch on him in a little bit here, guys. He got into some mess as well. Also leading some 40 laps, and then he got punted out of the way. Spun out by the front bumper of Austin Dillon. These cars were playing bumper cars throughout the day, where it was a heat race, last chance qualifier, or the main event. You saw these cars all night long playing bumper cars with each other, and it results in spin outs or drivers getting pissed off at one another, which should be absolutely no surprise when it comes to this racetrack. But yeah, I obviously thought that something silly was going to happen, just like all year last year with this team. I mean, Martin had a couple months to think about, and the whole entire team for that matter, okay, what the hell happened? Why didn't we not finish these damn races like we were supposed to, right? And I've said this multiple fronts on a podcast last year, invented. And yes, podcaster first, Martin Truex Jr. fan second. I try to switch those things, but when we combine them, it's fun to listen to. But definitely today, it's a fun night. If you're a Martin Truex Jr. fan like myself, getting the job done last night there. But I couldn't believe it. I had to do a double check on this because I thought for sure he was going to be not competitive whatsoever. But, you know, Jay Small, the crew, that you had a year, you had an off season to figure out what's going on. And a lot of my friends that are Martin Truex Jr. folk that I'm friends with saying that he's going to go off. And I am starting to believe. I was pretty cautious when people going about, I don't know. But, you know, with all this talk about retirement and all this stuff last year, he could have said, screw it, F it, you know. I'm going retirement mode, whatnot. But hey, Martin said, hey, I want to race. I feel like I still got more in the tank. And yes, Harvick is what, 45, 46? This is last year of retirement. Oh, Harvick, he'll hold in no bars. He don't give a rat's, you know what. But that's going to be fun to see Harvick do what he did. Don't give no F, you know what. You know what. About, I mean, he's got everything in the bag. He's accomplished pretty much everything in his career. He can go out and just have fun with the other competitors out there. So it's going to be really interesting to see what he does. For example, in one of the heat races he was in yesterday with Chase Elliott, Ricky Stenhouse, Harvick, which bled Harvick into, really, in hindsight, he had no business in the main event, where he was eventually going to probably race his way in there, eventually, but thanks to Chase Elliott and Stenhouse kind of screwing around a little bit there, Harvick took advantage of it, so there's that. But yeah, absolutely, they fixed the problem, or at least heading that way anyway, so this is a big positive step in that direction. And this is a big statement last night. I know there are a couple guys that had a chance to win this race, didn't do it. And one of my sleepers picks, one of my dark horses that I picked on this podcast on a Clash preview. If you have not listened to that, go back and listen to that episode. I picked this guy because this is what he even said it before the concert. This guy was up there with Michael Waltrip. And I'm talking about Ryan Preece. I said it. Go back and look at it. It's on the tape. Go back, look at it. Ryan Preece. This guy's got something to prove. He did. He was up front, leading. And I think it was less than 40 to go, whatever. He had electrical issues, but somehow finished with that problem. He hung in there tough, but that's unfortunate for him because he had an opportunity to win this race. The other guy just talked about, or just mentioned, Bubba Wallace was up there. Leading the race, and again, big year for him. He said it in his post-race there, like classic Bubba, pissed off. And look, I am all for it. I am all for that. Look, you can't just beat around the bushes. You gotta say what you got. Say what you gotta say. And Bubba's definitely in the top list of drivers that ain't afraid to say what's on his mind at the time. Pence, he and Larson going at it last year. At Vegas after Wallace, you know, when was pissed off at how Larson raced him, apparently. So you can't just go around the high side. You gotta cut the chase, and that's what half these people around here, when it comes to social media and everything else, you know, they can sit behind or stand behind the phone or sit behind the screen and type all the mean stuff, but. Hey, it's one thing to be doing that. It's another thing to say, be man enough to come and say it to another person's face or whatever it is. So, Bubba's passion and fire. I love Twitter because I can read all the subtweets and just laugh or get pissed off one of the other things. And yeah, and it's no same deal with Bubba last night when Austin Dillon punted him and got Wallace spun out of the lead there, put Truex, I believe, out front there. feel good in that situation. Yeah, I thought for a moment there, Martin was going to be castrated that as well, given the recent history, but he pulled away thanks to Austin Dillon, Kyle Busch going at it. I think, I can't remember who was in the other spot. I want to say, I know I'm going to go up here in this top 10. I know that doesn't really matter because the winner matters in this race, and that's MTJ winning, taking down LA last night in the Clash of the Coliseum Part 2. Eddie Greer, a.k.a. G3. I think it was Tyler Reddick was up there on the mix. I'm not really sure because I know he was up there for sure. He was my pick. He finished 6th in this race, so not too shabby there. But the guy who won matters in this case. That's Truex winning the race, and oh boy, that's huge confidence going into Daytona, where he's been right there in the mix in the last several years. Fast race cars, winning stages there, and have a close deal. So finally be able to close a clash, which he hasn't been able to do in his storied career. Truex now can go to Daytona in of course this is the off week, the last off week you want to say before things really get in the high, kick in the high gear when Daytona comes calling next week. And I'm already excited for next week, for one, the Daytona Speed Week, and for two, already got a special guest line up. Yes, I'm gonna keep that in the wraps for that because it is Black History Month. I will leave it like that. So I want to honor those African-American who are involved in the sport of NASCAR, so that is why I want to focus more heavily on that side of NASCAR things, keeping the NASCAR drive for diversity in stock on this podcast. That way we strive here on this podcast, but absolutely I'm excited for that. So I gotta schedule that for next week, but yeah, because y'all in for a treat. I tell you that right now. Y'all in for a treat for that. So I'm going to leave it just like that. But, and I've already, speaking of which, I've already recorded one special guest. I might follow that with next Monday night's episode. Since there's no racing this week, that will fall into next Monday's category on the Through Our NASCAR Podcast EG3 feed. So definitely make sure you're out and look out for that. So you got this one, The Clash, which is episode 330 of the EG3 podcast. So that will be labeled that. So that will be uploaded tonight, and it'll be ready for you guys in the morning. So it'll be posted tonight, but it'll be ready for you guys in the morning to check, download, and check out. And then, of course, it's the first special guest edition will be posted next Monday, and I will throw in hopefully a team preview in there next week. Trying to get those downloaded seriously for real on that as we're going off and running here on this on the 2023 NASCAR season. But pretty much the same thing. I will probably say this year will be I think it was slightly less dramatic than last year, because from my vantage point, because look, it was it was the unknown. You didn't know what to expect here, and you saw some crazy ass racing all night long last year. Here, this year coming in, you knew what to expect, and okay, drivers know, okay, what to look for. Yeah, and I thought the heat races were a lot more intense than the last chance qualifier, because last chance qualifier, you didn't see no cautions in both of those races last year whatsoever. You didn't see any cautions last year. So those went green all the way. McDowell won the first one, or the second one, whatever. He won the first. He won one of the two. And I think, trying to remember who won the second one. I can't remember, because I know Bell barely got in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't remember, but I can't remember. Damn it. So, but anyway, it doesn't matter. But anyways, yeah, I thought to me the heat race was a lot more intense because of what was on the line, right? So yeah, that's just that's my opinion, because it's my podcast. I say what the hell I want to say. So that's just what my vantage point was there as well. Yeah, like I say, I was in and out. I didn't watch. I'm excited to go back and watch the entire main event. I did, though, watch all the heat races in the last chance qualifier. So I can give you a little more events on that. I got to go back on YouTube and watch the main event, see how it went down. But coming out of this was a lot of pissed off people, including one rivalry that we should already know is going to go down. These two guys were sitting up in the booth laughing it up, talking, and all this other stuff like that. Just Joey Logano, Kyle Busch. No surprise. No surprise. I miss that interaction on track, so I'm excited to go back and rewatch it. These guys have a history. And going back to last year, these guys have a history. Going all the way back. Yep, you know, Joey Logano, you know, he is definitely, I agree, wholeheartedly, he's definitely two-faced it. And that's probably not the last time I've said this on this podcast. He's definitely two-faced it, and being a Mark Trish Jr. fan, all the Truex fan knows what's up on that. Not going to go down that road tonight. Not going to do it. Not going down that road tonight. Not doing it. Not doing it. So, definitely two-faced it. Yeah, Kyle Busch should have known better. I mean, you should already know what you're getting with Joey Logano. He's going to be a nice guy, which, I got no problem with that. I mean, you're supposed to be calm and cool, whatever your personality is, right? Every individual has his personality. Whether you're a race car driver, a NFL football player, baseball player, or just an ordinary guy just going in for work. Everybody has that, right? Right? So, now, these guys are laughing up, talking like, hey, we're best buds. Then you go on the track, and then you know, you have to know in your back of your mind, Kyle Busch know better. And the other thing, RCR, boy, woo, they're going to be up front, both including Austin Dillon, with the Kyle Busch changeover. Boy, I know it's only the clash, but RCR looked pretty damn good last night as a whole. But Kyle Busch, Joey Logano, we should already know that should already happen. As a race fan, even the casual fan knows that, right? So, not surprised about that. And Kyle Busch calls Joey Logano on the radio saying, if he's going to race me like an asshole like that, he's got some coming. We already know that. We all know that. So, we'll see if Kyle Busch backs that up as the 2023 season unveils itself here. Not surprised by that whatsoever. So, that's one thing that's a new chapter of this historic rivalry between the two as Kyle Busch begins his season with a new race team, which they looked really good last night. It really through the weekend. Joey Logano, they looked a little shaky. this was the defending winner of the inaugural clash last year, Joey Logano. So he was no factor besides turning Kyle Busch around. This is the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3, the reaction edition, first reaction edition of the 2023 season. This is something I'm going to do every week on the podcast, Eddie Greer. I think it's fun that way to react instead of, you know, doing all this number stuff. This comes from my heart, from a race fan. What do you think of it? So that's what we're doing here. Just change it up a little bit. It's fun that way, right? The other thing, Allmendinger, right? Woo! He was hot-headed. I didn't know who he pissed off or who pissed him off this weekend, but I know Clint Bowyer and Tony Stewart were talking about it. You know, it's your Allmendinger again, man. He was mad whore. He was a bull in a bull ring like yesterday. So, AJ Allmendinger, somebody you're gonna have to deal with on a regular basis now. He's full time with Colleague Racing, right? That's something to watch. Another rivalry that picked up right back where it left off in 2022, right? Ross Chastain, Denny Hamlin. Ross Chastain turned Denny around. As again, I missed this part as well. I missed the good stuff last night, so I am very excited since Martin won last night. I'm going back, rewatching the main event because that's what I missed because of other things last night that I attended to last night. I wanted to see a good one of my best friends came in town for a couple of days, so I wanted to see that friend before they were off and moving off to the west side over there in the U.S. So I wanted to see that friend. The undisclosed friend there as well. No surprise again. Chess, these two guys have a history. And we go back to, again, the two previous episodes. Not the Clash preview, but the one before that one. Actually, it was a Clash preview where I talked about NASCAR taking away the Hail Melon, right? Because we know what happened there at Martinsville last fall. Ross Chastain said, "F it, let's send it into turn three, ride the wall all the way to Phoenix," and he did it. NASCAR took that away, and Next thing you know, let's pick up right back where we left off, like a story, right? You're reading a novel, right? You stop it, you take a break for a little bit, you reopen it, pick back. Oh man, these characters are going at it. Well, Denny Hamlin, Ross Chastain, they're going at it again on the racetrack right there. So again, no surprise with these. This is again with the Kyle Busch story. Him trying to reserve with this RCR resurgence, trying to help Richard Childress get back to winning ways. Not that we were winning anyway, because Tyler Reddick won three races last. Excuse me. Reddick won three races last year, and Dillon, of course, winning the regular season finale at Daytona. They won a total of four races last year. Again, now the addition of a two-time champion over there. It's a little bit interesting to see what happens. But again, they look really good. And also, Dillon backed up what he did last year. He finished, I think, third last year. I don't have last year's stats in front of me, or last year's top 10 anyways, for that matter. But he looked very good as well. And he's got a guy that gets around short tracks, and particularly flat tracks, pretty well. Talking about Austin Dillon of the three car. But yeah, that's something to watch as well. So these are all, I mean, this is a break in the action. And we're going to find out. I don't think Daytona is going to be the right place to do that, obviously, because it's a speedway and a millimeter of a mistake, you're collecting a whole bunch of cars. We all should know this by now about Daytona and the mystique that comes along with that. So we'll see what happens there. That's kind of what I took from that, other than MTJ being so strong. I couldn't believe it. I can't believe it. I'm so pumped up. Finally, grab a checkered flag. Man, it feels so good. I am savoring every moment. Because you never know. Literally. Because your favorite driver might not reach victory lane. So, it's not a damn guarantee. It's really not. So, I don't care if it's an actual race or not. A regular season race or not. And, speaking of actual races, a lot of drivers, or I should say a lot, but several of the main players, like a Logano and a Hamlin, they're asked. Somebody said it wasn't one of them. I think somebody said that this was going to be a points race. I know somebody in Twitterverse, NASCAR Twitterverse, said that. I can't remember who. Somebody came across that last night, anyways. But it'll be interesting to see because there's a couple others that once the clash be moved around. So again, that's another talking point as well here. So EG3 for the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, the 3-Wide podcast, folks. All things NASCAR. EG3 in the building. Eddie Greer III here with y'all for a few more minutes on this reaction edition of the Clash of the Coliseum. Martin Truex Jr. holds on there after a couple of restarts late to win the Clash, his first ever win at the Clash. So check that box off the list of Martin Truex Jr. there as well. Now he'll set his sights on trying to get that elusive 500 win. That's been really escaping his grasp, especially for the last couple years with fast race cars as well here. Rest of the top 10 already. So it was really neat to see how they did it. The top three finishers, like Olympic style. Martin Truex Jr. gold. Austin Dillon actually got second. So I flipped those around. So Austin Dillon finishing in the second spot. RCR again, second and third. Again, that's the storyline right there. The Kyle Busch effect. How that affects that organization. Obviously, the way things went down with Tyler Reddick. We're not hashing down that road. Not tonight, anyways. So definitely something to really keep an eye on throughout the season. And that's something that we'll dive on into in the team previews here once I get that consistently going. Or got one down, or actually two down. I have yet to post. The other one's going to be posted this week. So I'll definitely get on it and post those out. But yeah, absolutely. Alex Bowman. What the hell? I think it was Alex Bowman wasn't being restarted in their second row. But anyways, he finishes fourth last night. Kyle Larson. So you got the Hendrick duo, fourth and fifth. Then you go in the back end of this top 10. Tyler Reddick, 23-11, finishing in the sixth spot. My pick, the winner's race, finished sixth. Not too bad. So one pick in the top 10 there to kick off 2023 for yours truly. Ryan Preece. He was good last night. Again, I was spot on with that one. It was Christian Bell. Christian Bell was a disappointment. So I can't think of who was the other one that I picked. damn it. But anyways, yeah, I know I picked Christopher Bell for sure. Priest was another one there. I think I picked Justin Haley. I can't remember. Damn, I got to start writing these things down. But anyways, yeah, Ryan Priest looked really good for that second stretch. And then he had that elixir issue. It was game over right there. But he held on to finish seventh. Ross Chastain, eighth. Haha, look who's behind him. Denny Hamlin finishes ninth spot. William Byron, who won one of the heat races earlier in the day, comes in the top 10 for Hendrick Motorsports. You have three of the four Hendrick cars finishing the top 10. I know it doesn't matter, but no Chase Elliott up there. Chase Elliott had a long day. He had a long day yesterday up there in the mix. As I said, Tyler Reddick's new teammate, Bubba Wallace, leading the race late, led like 40-some laps, and didn't finish it because he got punted out of the way, spun out. Yeah, I came on, and Bubba was leading, and then I thought, he's looking good up there, and all of a sudden, you know what you're going to get with these lame old late race caution situations, and I thought that was going to happen to Truex. With the luck from last year, I thought, oh gosh, no caution, damn it, no caution, damn it, no caution. I'm savoring every bit of it, especially now with the off week. I'm definitely savoring this for sure. Going into that's big momentum for sure. Going in there, Martin Truex Jr. getting it done. He was excited, super excited, and I agree with Martin Truex Jr. Nation. Truex Nation, shout out, baby. Woo! yeah, I believe it now. I'm starting to believe that this could be one of those years that, hey, you had a year to really all what happened last year, all the missed opportunities, and it resulted in the missed opportunity to get in the playoffs by three lame-ass points by Blaney. I think it's going to be a revenge tour this year. You had a year to learn from your mistakes, and James Small, you know what he's going to come out with in sarcastic comments and for good reasons. So I think Martin Truex now, I think with all this played down, with all this going down, with everything going down, this guy's going to be focused on one thing, winning races, going out here and showing, hey, I'm going to be a contender every week, like he has been. No different, with the exception of winning races. That's what's on the agenda, and I think last night showed the deal. He was fast all weekend. I couldn't believe it when the practice sheets come out. When I looked, I said, oh, hold on, what? What happened? Yeah, he was fast in practice. Tony Stewart raved about it in the race cast all night long. Even in the heat races, Clint Boyer mentioned this, so I knew for a fact that, oh man, we got actually a shot this thing tonight. We got a shot to win. As we don't step on our own damn toes, we got a shot to win this damn thing. So that's what happened. Martin Truex Jr. takes the first checkered flag of 2023, takes down LA, reigns over the Coliseum. I'm excited for the season, man, even more so now. What happens, but I'm excited about the other subplots as well that I talked about here tonight on this podcast. Almendinger, you're going to have to deal with him. Ryan Priest, can you carry that momentum? I know Daytona's way different than you're going from a short bull ring to a big-time racetrack next week. You're going to have all the series on track next week. Of course, the Craft and Truck Series. You're going to have the dual races in between. The ARCA races going on. The Xfinity. All culminating with a 65th annual running of the Great Omega Race. The Daytona 500. Man, I cannot wait next week. But I'm savoring this win all week long from Truex last night. I just can't get over how fast he was there as well. So that's kind of my thoughts there on the clash there as well. As we wrap this thing up. Folks, the 3-Watt NASCAR Podcast, EG3, find it wherever you get your podcast, folks. I know there's been no intro music or anything lately. I'm just going without that. I'm going a little old school, going out that for right now on the show. Find it, though, wherever you get your podcast, the 3-Watt Podcast with EG3. We're on Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Audio Boom, Amazon, and a couple more platforms as well. So definitely, if you're not subscribed already, you love what you hear today on this reaction edition of the podcast. Definitely make sure you subscribe and go back and listen to some of the episodes, including last year. Go feel free, go back, check out archives of the show, including some of the interviews I did last year as well. And we're going to have an interview, not this week, our first one posted next week, the following week, to kick off Daytona Speed Week. And then I'm going to have another one posted on that week as well. Either that, because we're going to have a Daytona 500 reaction coming out on that Monday night. So I might have to squeeze that in there. It's going to be a big week already for the podcast. I'm super stoked for the interview, the upcoming interview that I'm going to have. So that just little taste of your mouth right there. So you want to listen to that? Subscribe to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. You know what it is. 3Wide NASCAR podcast, EG3. All things NASCAR. That's going to pretty much do it. I pretty much covered everything unless I missed something. If I missed something, I'll probably touch on the 500 somewhere. If anything major pops up, I'll hop on the mic and talk about it. But for right now, checkered flag is waving on another edition of 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 MTJ wins. The Clash, baby. First checkered flag of the 2023 season campaign. Cannot wait to Speed Week. For right now, appreciate y'all for listening, downloading to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. EG3 thing, thank you. And we'll be back again for another edition of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Appreciate y'all. Until then.